This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-463-2824, regarding Sharon, last name Pyman. It's P-Y-M-A-N. Date of birth, August 26th of 1941. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine consult follow-up visit for Mrs. Pyman with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypercalcemia, Parkinson's disease, and proteinuria. Also a history of low sodium concentration, sodium is currently normal. Her caregiver, her daughter Jennifer, is actually present for the encounter and is able to provide history and answer questions for us. Her weight is stable. She is doing much better mentally by adjusting her Requip. She's taking now 0.25 milligram, one in the morning, one at noon, and then two at bedtime. She seems to be much more alert and oriented, and she's sleeping better and having a lot less tremors. No recent seizure activity, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. She has chronic urinary incontinence, but no visible cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, no reported dyspnea. Her daughter takes care of her and provides 24-hour assistance on a daily basis. She does have a chronic tremor and many balance issues. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to also highlight the losartan, 100 milligram daily, and the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram daily as needed only for edema. Depakote, extended release, 500 milligram twice a day. Also Keppra and other routine medications. Physical exam, her weight is 169 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure is 147 over 69. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 22nd of 2022. Her creatinine is stable at 1.0, but calcium level was improved. It was 10.6, down from 10.9, albumin 4.1, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin is 11.8 with normal white count, normal platelets, and liver enzymes are also normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypercalcemia, and that is improving, proteinuria, non-nephrotic type, and Parkinson's disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.